Welcome to episode 32 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. I'm Eric Barzeski in Erie, Pennsylvania. Joining me this week, Jeff Smith in Washington.
Hello!
And Rafi Lenartovic from,
New Jersey.
New Jersey,
exit 159.
I'll give you his exact address if you feel like robbing his house, because believe me, he's got enough clubs in there that's worth your while. But we'll get to that in the show notes, which you can find online at thesandtrap.com. We're going to start this week off in our off-the-tee section with the obvious. Tiger Woods wins his 50th career PGA Tour event, his second consecutive event, and he's finished, you know, since missing the cut at the U.S. Open, second, first, and first. Pretty incredible.
Very.
Not really. Was expected.
We'll get to that later, Rafi. That's our forum topic of the week. We'll get to that later. But 50 wins by the age of 30. His stats are, he's won 50 tournaments out of 196 ever PGA Tour events that he's played in. He's also won 11 of 39 majors that he's played in as a professional. So greater than 25% in both cases. You know, I mean, you bat 250 in baseball, you'll be around for a while if you can field it all. So pretty incredible. And again,
it's amazing, yeah.
His lowest 24 under is, you know, one of the lowest rounds. He usually doesn't attend the birdie event kind of courses, but of course it's the Buick Open, so he had to go. He's won two Buick events this year. You know, a lot of people are winning Tiger's tournament car.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's kind of silenced all the critics. I mean, we had a bunch of people at the beginning of the year, like probably every year, that when 2 months go by and Tiger hasn't won, you know, everyone was saying, oh, you know, is Tiger there? Is his swing change really dialed in? And all of a sudden,
intimidating anymore.
Yeah, he's just not the intimidating factor that he once was. But of course, he's proven that he's still Tiger, and he's still winning obscene amounts of events.
And obscene amounts of money. So $5 million once again leads, you know, the PGA Tour again, despite playing like three events and won four this year.
Yeah.
You know, I think the most amazing fact was that he wasn't playing, you know, for the public. Everybody was criticizing him after the British Open, that he cannot play with his driver. If he has to use a driver, he will have no chance. And he went out and played his normal game. He was going for the green and the par fours with mixed results, but he was playing his own game. He didn't give in to opinions and all this, you know, better knowing people.
That's right. On the
having said that, he did hit some errant drives on that final round, but it certainly didn't derail his chances of winning.
It was interesting, you know, he comes to the last hole having hit some of those errant drives, and, you know, I'm sitting there with a friend in the grill room at my country club, and we're like, gee, will he hit driver? And then try to cut this big 3-iron around some tree into the green?
Much easier if you do it right-handed, though.
We can't make enough fun of Phil Mickelson, but it's, you know, he didn't. He hit a 5-wood on the last hole, you know, and stuffed it in there for birdie, you know.
Well, had Tiger hit it off the tent on the last hole, I'm not sure that we would have seen the kind of collapse that we saw from Phil Mickletwitch.
Our new staff member, we have a new staff member, Jonathan Wall, who's a left-hander and a big fan of Phil Mickelson. So, John, if you're listening,
that wasn't fair.
We get to talk and you don't. So there you go. You'll have to join us next week and stick up for your big boobied man. Speaking of boobies, Sherry Steinhauer.
What do you want from me?
That ain't right.
Sherry Steinhauer has won the Women's British Open. She's won the event twice before, but that was before it was declared a major, which is... it's only been a major on the LPGA Tour for a couple years, basically. Sherry Steinhauer winning the Women's British Open pretty much did so in convincing fashion. Nobody really got close. You know, she finished a couple shots ahead of people. Christy Kerr made a charge on Sunday, but, you know, Julie Inkster shot 66 in the first round, a lead by 3 over the next gal, and didn't go anywhere with it. So, you know, Sherry Steinhauer apparently knows how to play in England, but your gal, Michelle Wee, finished a little bit back. We'll talk about her penalties later, but really could never get it going. 74, 74, 72, 74 to finish, you know, tied for 27th or whatever it was.
She beat Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah, and what about Sorenstam? She did 79 in the final round.
That was my pick for this tournament, too, I admit it.
79 in the final round, yeah. That makes pretty much every major, except the one that Annika won, that Michelle Wee's beat her. In fact, I think in every tournament this year, a good week all around, and certainly a good one for Sherry Steinhauer. But you couldn't watch it on TV. There was an hour and a half of coverage on Saturday, an hour and a half coverage on Sunday, and it was on tape delay. So who cares about watching it when you already know who won? I mean, this is the respect that the LPGA gets. An hour and a half of coverage on tape delay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Congratulations to Sherry Steinhauer. Especially good now that they actually count as majors. We'll be right back after this message from Golf Gods and an ad from Titleist. Stay with us.
To be a great putter, you have to be tension-free.
Trust your line and follow through. For the short wedge shot, set your weight forward and keep it there.
To create spin on a chip, mash the ball into the ground.
I've got to try that.
To hit the bump and run, place the ball back in your stance.
On downhill putts, play more break.
On short putts, focus on a tiny spot in the hole.
Be sure to accelerate. On long putts, lean the shaft forward out of dress.
When it's this windy, draw widening your stance.
And your most important tip, trust your Titleist.
You can learn a lot from the world's best players.
From the studios of GolfGods.com in Minneapolis, this is Chip Shots, a weekly look at golf equipment news, brought to you by the staff of GolfGods.com, the official online pro shop of TheSandTrap.com.
This week on Chip Shots, Fuzzy Logic. This morning I spoke to current Golf Gods product specialist Nick Thompson to see what products have been flying off the shelves. Among the usual litany of TaylorMade and Callaway drivers and hybrids was something fuzzy. Normally you might think I would be talking about some crazy head cover like the ones from Buttheads, but in this case I'm talking about a fuzzy ball. A fuzzy ball, you say? Yep. The Fuzz Golf Ball by Knight has become a great value pick for golfers who need length off the tee, but who also need a little something-something around the greens. Distance-wise, Nick compared the ball amazingly to the new TP Black from TaylorMade. He said it hits long and feels solid for an 80-compression ball. The Fuzz has a unique sand-like texture, which gives the ball extra checkup. It works especially well if you can't create that backspin reliably on your own. At 17-5 and 18-pack, Nick's been encouraging a lot of players to give them a try. With another highly popular value ball, the Wilson Blackjack, going the way of the White Buffalo, and a lot of golfers looking for a value-priced alternative, Nick just tells them to get the Fuzz. That's it for Chip Shots this week. Now back to the podcast.
And welcome back. This week in our forum topic of the week, I'm sorry to pick on someone, but when you say something this dumb, no offense, we kind of have to. They say, quote, okay, obviously it's a great accomplishment. He's talking about Tiger Woods winning 50 PGA Tour events by the age of 30. Obviously it's a great accomplishment, but I'm really tired of the media making a big deal out of him doing it at such a young age. It's as if nobody notices that each year equipment gets better, records are reset, and younger athletes move up in the ranks, not just in golf, but in every sport. It should be expected that people start getting things done sooner and with more ease, not celebrated.
What?
It should be expected, not celebrated.
What? Well, everybody, as you pointed out, everyone has the same technological advances happening.
Right. This same person later goes on to say, everyone was talking about when and not if Tiger would hit 50. And then when it happened, they all acted as though they were surprised, and it was some big thing to celebrate. Their anticipation of his 50th win should have served as celebration enough. I don't get it.
I don't think we can say much about it. I mean, it's you can't say nothing to it.
My response was something along the lines of Jim Furyk. He's ranked, what, fourth or fifth in the world? He has 10 career PGA Tour victories. Tiger Woods has more majors than that.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's mind-blowing how someone could try to downplay this. And especially since the media really isn't making that big a deal out of it.
No, it wasn't made a big deal of. Of course, they served him up a nice little cake there after he won.
And that was it. He's not on every talk show. He's not on Oprah. I mean, it's just whatever. He goes into an event, he expects to win.
Well, and I would expect that the media would make a big deal out of 50 wins. I mean, he's done it 3 years sooner than Nicklaus did. And, I mean, he's a front runner in the golf world. I mean, the best player to have ever played. Why not make a big stink about it? Hello?
Frankly, one of my later posts was making fun of Jack Nicklaus in that maybe he snuck onto our forum under someone's username and was trying to diminish Tiger's accomplishments yet again.
Totally like that.
So, if you feel like asking this person what the heck they're smoking over there in Hawaii, feel free to... I mean, even Cody, who hates Tiger Woods, says, I think it's great. So, whatever. Right. Anyway, we'll be right back.
For a crisper long iron, grip up on it about an inch.
Be real aggressive through impact.
Keep it short and aggressive.
Maintain your balance.
Take one more club and swing it smooth.
Think happy thoughts.
For a soft draw, close your stance and make sure you release the club.
I'm going to line my feet to the right a little bit, hook the club face, then grip the club.
You can learn a lot from the world's best players.
And one more tip, trust your tightness.
Oh, that's got to be it, guys. Come on, that's a perfect shot.
And welcome back. This is our Beating Balls segment, a quick little chop, chop, chop here, hopefully, this week. Billy Mayfair, just want to link to this story, not much to say, really. We wish him well. Was treated for testicular cancer. Was diagnosed and treated the same week. You know, I'm not exactly sure, again, what that means, but he was diagnosed during the Buick Championship earlier on in the week, and then had surgery on Thursday, so.
Yeah, he hopes to return August 17th.
He hopes to return for the PGA Championship, so.
Wow.
I wish him well, and That's certainly the quickest I've ever seen. Hopefully that's good news. Michelle Wee here, Raffy. Your topic here. Michelle Wee hit some moss with her backswing in a bunker. I'm not sure whether the moss was growing there or whether it was a loose impediment or what. I haven't seen footage, but the moss moved some sand that it was sitting on. She shot an even par round, a 72 in the second round. Two-stroke penalty gave her a 74 and pushed her back. She would have been 6 strokes out of the lead going into the weekend. Instead, she was 8. When asked what the heck, she's like, well, I didn't think it was a rule. She said, I knew I hit the moss, but I guess I knew the rule wrong.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I knew I hit the moss, but I guess I knew the rule a little bit differently.
Again.
She said, so it's a good learning experience, but I'm only 16. Now, right. That's the part that bugged me. Like, she can't be saying that. That's for other people to say.
You know that she has a publicity coach, and that's what she was told to say.
We don't know if she has a publicity coach. She makes someone...
Yeah, she does. I read about her entourage, and she has, you know, besides the golf psychiatrist, she also has a public appearance consultant, or whatever you call that.
I don't think she should be saying, but I'm only 16. That's for other people to say. She's a professional golfer. She should treat her craft with respect or whatever. She's a professional golfer, period. From her. It's for other people to say, she's 16, give her some time.
And well, she said...
What I would add to that is that Annika Sorenstam gets in trouble with the rules just this year for, you know, like moving a divot. You know, Tiger Woods tried to move a fence and broke a fence last year and got penalized. So some of the rules are pretty weird. I'm not going to try to say, she should know every rule. You know, I mean, pros don't, by and large, they don't. So I'm not going to flag her for messing up the rule, but don't compound, you know, how dumb you sound by saying, but I'm only 16.
That's why she's dumb and she has a right to do it.
Yeah, well, she did say that she doesn't want to read the rule book, but it might be good if she spent a little bit of time, hired a rule consultant, perhaps.
Just the general stuff. I mean, bunker, you know, I mean, everybody knows you don't touch the sand until you're actually swinging down through the ball. So, I don't know. She said, of the rules, well, they're not actually great reading material.
They're not.
They're not, but they're important, so.
Thank God at least she didn't lose by 2 strokes, because then will be, of course, much bigger issue.
Oh, yeah, or, you know, someone calls it way today and then disqualifies her.
This was actually done after this whole shot, and, you know, a couple holes later, they you know, review the TV cameras again and replay in slow-mo before they actually established that it was a violation. So
and
it
unlike,
wasn't that clear cut.
Unlike Jiang Zhang at the U.S. Women's Open, she immediately said, yeah, I hit the moss. I didn't know it was a penalty, as opposed to Jiang Zhang's double hit saying, no, I never hit it. So,
and then we had Stephen Ames earlier this year. Wasn't that Stephen? It wasn't Ames. Somebody
Tom
with
Pernice.
Their putter.
Tom Pernice.
It was Pernice, that's right.
Yeah, VJ's henchman. Tiger Woods extends his lead in the world rankings. 18.98, Phil Mickelson at 9.69. My question to you is Tiger Woods twice as good as Phil Mickelson?
Well, look at his record, and that'll answer that.
Yes, that's a yes then, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
He's almost 4 times as good in the majors, so there you go.
You know what? Let me think about it. Yes.
Okay. Is Michelle Wee, they revised the rules. I'm not going to talk about the reason why, but basically divided her points by 35 now. That they have a minimum divisor on the LPGA Tour. She's fallen to 7th in the world rankings. Are there 6 women golfers in the world better than Michelle Wee? Should she be 7th? Where would you place her if you could put her somewhere?
Around 4.
4? Who'd be ahead of her?
Annika Sorenstam, because it's not only this season that counts. And Carrie Webb, 2 wins, 3 wins this season, right?
Who else? Maybe Paula Creamer, 4 wins last year.
Ochoa. I'd put Ochoa up there now.
Okay. Well, I'd put around 5th just because I named 2 more. Ochoa.
I think the wins should have more weight. I mean, every win should boost the points a little bit more than finishing top 10.
But having said that, she finishes so well in the majors that, you know, Wee is definitely right up there. And when she does win, she's going to shoot up the ranks. And I was happy to see that adjustment made.
There's only one problem, though. She never broke par in the 4th round of the major. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I read that somewhere today. I mean, that's kind of scary stat.
We'll move on past Michelle Wee then. We pick on her enough. We find something to talk about her every week, so probably find something next week. But she's going back to school, so. David Faraday, during the Buick Open telecast, made a comment about Tiger's bear lie. He said that would scare the crap out of the average player. And I saw the lie he was talking about. It was kind of a little on bear ground, but ratty kind of rough around it, sparse rough around that. The thing we'll link to says, Faraday should get out more. We bogey golfers see a lot of those kinds of bear lies on municipal and public courses we play. In fact, at many of the courses I play bear, or nearly bear lies, are the rule rather the exception in the rough. It's only on the PGA Tour that you see the living room carpet coverage across the entire course. Agree? Disagree? You know,
I agree.
Are PGA Tour pros spoiled?
Absolutely.
Do they have the right to be?
Sure.
Okay.
Playing for so much money, you shouldn't be depending on you know, bad lies and not well-maintained courses.
John Rollins has fallen out of the top 10, thank God, of the Ryder Cup points list. Unfortunately, we still have J.J. Henry and Brett Wetterich. in the list. Chris DeMarco remains at 6th. Von Taylor moves up to 7th. Zach Johnson holds tight at 9, and Brett Wetterich at 10. Jerry Kelly's back at 12. Lucas Glover failed to make a Sunday charge. He's still at 13. Davis Love, Fred Couples, Scott Verplank, they're still outside. Stuart Sink's 20th. Brett Quigley's 21. Thank goodness John Rollins fell out, but, you know, who would you want, you know, filling out your spots, you know, 7 to 10.
Freddie Couples has got to get in there in my book. He's such a good match play player.
Yeah, my only concern there is if his back goes on day one, what do we do on singles in day two?
Yeah, we're hosed.
All right, so, and, you know, I'm all for Davis Love not playing. He's not having a good year. He hasn't had a good year in 3 or 4 years, so.
You need somebody from the Young Guns.
Yeah, they're old guys. I mean, Zach Johnson can get it done. Von Taylor can get it done. I mean, let's start exposing them because we got to start getting some of those guys' feet wet, or they're going to be 40 and playing in their first Ryder Cup. It'll be interesting to see what Tom Lehman picks with his captain's picks, but top, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, a little weird right now. Colin Montgomery has designed a course and has designed an extra hole. He says, normally they would play the first or 18th again to reach result in a result of a tie match. At Rowallan, they will be able to play what Monty calls the money hole. We just thought, why not? The 19th is the stuff of golfing legend. It was time to make it a reality. When players finish their round, they will be able to come in, have a drink, and check their scores. If there's anything still to settle, they can go back out and play the money hole. Yeah.
Okay.
Frankly, I just wanted to say money's money hole. So
not his cornhole?
We'll link to that story. Money needs to shut his money hole. Finally,
maybe
here.
He's hoping he's not going to fall apart on 18 this time if he knows there's one more to go.
That's right. Maybe that's what it is, yeah. How many times do you fall apart on the 18th hole? Well, in Monty, on the majors, pretty much every time. So
there must be some hidden agenda behind that.
That's what it is. He's just like, well, you know, I screwed that one up, but this course actually has 19 holes. But, you know, if he happened to win, he'd just be like, oh, I won, haha. I'll link to an interview with Tiger Woods after his win at the Buick Open, but some of the questions, it was pointed out, some of the questions they ask Tiger Woods after his win are rather silly. One of them, for example, when is the last time you felt you were playing this well going into a major? Tiger's one-word answer was Western, when he finished second and then won the British Open the next week. When was the last time you felt this well going into a major? What do you think he's going to say? I mean, honestly.
Right, well, the first question I see here, your relationship with Buick, what does it mean to you to win the 50th tournament here, the birthplace of Buick? Well, you know, he didn't tear up or anything. I thought that was kind of a funny question.
Another question is, you win the British, you win here. What does that do for your confidence level going into the PGA? Oh, it's you know, it's decimated. I'm gonna dedicate 2 years to working on my game. You know, I mean, what's he gonna say to that? Yeah, it's doing okay. I mean, yes, thank you.
Not much to say about that, no.
There's not much to say. It's just the press is dumb. Speaking of the press, it was pointed out that nobody asked about the apple that someone threw across the green when Tiger was putting on 17. You know, thankfully I wasn't there because I would have run over and borrowed one of Tiger's clubs and beat the crap out of the guy or something. Yeah. There would have been a lynch mob organized or something. But part of me wonders if they didn't ask the question because that would be giving some more publicity to the guy that threw the apple, because last I heard he got away with it because they didn't catch anybody per se. So I just want to say,
what's with that?
I don't get people to do that. It's the same kind of thing, you know, why would you slash someone's tires? It's just pointless. You're just an ass. I mean, I'm sure the guy wasn't a golf fan. Maybe he was a Phil Mickelson fan, I don't know. Maybe it was Phil Mickelson.
Did he throw a lefty?
It seemed to have the wrong kind of spin on it for a right-hander.
It did.
Well, Phil Mickelson is right-handed in real life, so see, that wouldn't even get us anywhere. Oh, well, it got us to the end of the show, so thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. Feel free to check us out online at thesandtrap.com, and check us out every Wednesday now at our podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.